Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio, the show known as Optimize Your Life, sponsored by the Hope Collection. And we're excited that you would join us today on the show. As I said, the Hope Collection is our sponsor, the 501c3. Nonprofit organization, over 10 years old, founded by Joel and Ardith Griffin. And these folks have been just stalwarts in our communities, in our states, in our nation, in the world. And they've brought to us incredible, well, Joel has said his mom's name was Hope. So with her history of who she was and how she treated people around the world and her reputation and her skills, she gave hope to the world, and now we're continuing to do that with the organization as we move forward and the year is progressing. 2021, with only a few short months left, and then we'll be into another new group of year, and we're really starting to regroup as a nation, and people are daily becoming more and more, they're taking back their freedom, their rights, their pride of being an American. They're taking back their knowing who they were and are as Americans. And we almost had that robbed from us. I'll say that in past tense because I believe the American spirit, faith in our Lord, and that we are reorganizing and people are stepping out. It shows every day. Last week I was in an airplane traveling from the sunny south back up. Well, when we got here, we went from 95 to 62 degrees in 1 hour. No, two. And can I tell you, that wasn't nice. I like being back in that warm stuff. And so in January, we're going to make that a trip to go back into the warm stuff down in Punta Cana. We're looking forward to that. But today's show, we have kind of deemed it over time as the Travel Tuesday. And as your host of this program, we have guest speakers. We have some people that are incredible experts in the area of not just travel in itself. I mean, when I introduce you to this individual here in a moment, you got to understand something. He does more travel than the Air Force. He's in a ship or a plane or somewhere going somewhere all the time. I think I heard him and his wife have taken in excess of 20 cruises. They've been on multiple excursions into our country all over the place. And, of course, in the last year, it's become a great place to explore and because we're here and many places we couldn't be. But what I really like to share about this individual is that he's a man of integrity. He's an individual that when I was introduced to him, I recognized on the spot that he and his wife were people of integrity. They were people that had heart. They had vision. And the other thing is they were, and there's lots of people we rub shoulders with at church, at school, at work, wherever, that have all those kinds of attributes. But let me take it another step. What Rick Reese has demonstrated is how taking the gifts that he was bestowed upon him by our Almighty God, and that he accepted the challenge of using those skills to lead others to have saving grace, number one, most important. Number two, a belief that they were worthy, they qualified, they were welcome, they were invited, they're included. I'll use that word again. And so knowing those things, he's what you call a giver. He lives a life of servant. It's called a servant leadership model. A lot of people are familiar with the normal corporate world and the government world. That's where there's a big shot on top and everybody else a little shot underneath them. Rick lives a life where he's on the bottom holding everybody up. He's got big shoulders. Better yet, he's got bigger heart. And so it's my pride and joy to be able to introduce him to everyone and everybody who may hear this show today and archive or come on board as we progress the day. Hi, Rick Reese. How are you today?
Ron, it is a pleasure. Thank you for that introduction. It is a pleasure to be on the show. And just hear you, man, just to hear you and what you're sharing and giving a little bit of hope. You know, hope is what we do. And we do it every day of the week. And I believe, do we do it on Saturday too? Do we serve out for lunch at 12 for noon?
Saturday morning, morning, 9 to 12 Eastern time is Coach's Corner.
So, so we are in the business of sharing hope. You know, it's just on the Hope Collection and thehopecollection.com. And then I love coming to this site because it's really what we do, and it's just powerful. And I want just to share, you know, some of Joel's thoughts here from the Hope Collection. The mission of Hope Collection is to identify and supply resources that will support projects that will provide substantial and sustainable social and economic growth in our eight fields: health and wellness, performing and fine arts, family issues, development and housing, technology, energy, communications, faith-based leadership, education, food and nutrition. Excuse me. Never in the history of man has there been a greater opportunity to do more good for the ever-growing number of people in the world than now. That was written before the pandemic, and here we are. Globalization in the 21st century requires smart living answers, stimulates creativity, and demands trusting relationships. As technology expands, research, education, and communication, idea exchange must come together to build and implement sustainable collaborative models. No one group has all the answers, but many have and are now working at creating and applying solutions in segmented areas. The Hope Collection is looking to identify emerging solution-based organizations and provide direct and allied support for them, facilitate this process, and help build viable financial models with those that can drive the sustainable quality of life at all levels of society. Excuse me, this was written way before the pandemic, for such a time as now. And you talk about visionary leadership. Everybody on this call is a visionary leader. And the choice is, do I choose to accept the responsibility of being ahead, knowing that I'm going to be criticized, knowing that I'm going to be misunderstood, knowing that I'm going to be called wacko, knowing all these things, are you willing to accept the challenge of leadership, visionary leadership, for such a time as now? Never before, I believe, in the history, and of course we've had some challenging times, but today is today, have we been in a more ideal situation to pick up the mantle, to pick up the gauntlet, and say, okay, I choose to lead. And I mean, that's what we're doing, Ron. We just happen to be using travel. And I tell people, this is Travel Tuesday, but I tell folks, I'm not in travel. I'm in the transfer of resources to do what Joel is calling out here, substantial and sustainable social and economic growth, and using the industry travel to transfer wealth to accomplish our mission. You know, and that's with the eight sustainable areas. And so when you raise money from an industry, you can apply it how you choose. And the greatest thing about Surge 365, and this is the key word, it gives us access. It gives us access to money in the industry. Move aside Expedia, move aside Travelocity, move aside Priceline. It puts us in that market space to not only provide a service with the vortex of people booking online, as 7.7 billion people, almost 8 billion people booking online, returning to travel, give them that free vortex link, and we manipulate a profit, a global profit, that nets Expedia in 2019, $98 billion in an industry of booking online, that's $762 billion. going to grow to $1 trillion in 2022, projected. Divvying up a profit of savings to the person that books and earning a profit for the Vortex owner of 60% of whatever they save. So when we're looking at accomplishing the mission of hope, everything needs money. You know, like my pastor used to say, you know, the gospel is free, but the road that it travels on requires real money. And all we're doing is marketplace ministry. And so we're able to access the wealth. We're able to, and Ron, you show this more than anybody I know, access the services of the industry, the travel services of the industry as a travel advisor. Yes, a person can actually in Search 365 become a travel advisor, travel agent, you know, and be able to access the entire global industry. Ryan, I haven't seen a person in the business, and I've been in the business, in this industry since 2004, use it with the understanding that you and Linda use the business. And that's, of course, adding that good that we're all doing and serving people and also being able to enjoy the benefits. And so we've got access to the services of the travel industry at every level of service. And then with the travel agency, with the membership, we go. Yes, Brent and I have been on 36 cruises, but somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to suffer at a high level. And I was just actually listening to one of the guys that one of the folks in the business that just returned from a cruise. And he said, the protocols are amazing. You know, when he was describing the protocols, Ron, of the cruise industry now, in particular some of the major ships in the U.S., it reminded me of us going to Cancun this past January and you guys in March and the protocols that they had in Cancun. And very strict, but, you know, you felt safe. And it wasn't, you know, too overbearing. Yep. That's what they were doing now invisible. In the cruise. Yeah.
It was invisible, right? It didn't, in other words, it wasn't prohibitive. We can live responsibly, free lives. We really can. Now, there are people that, well, we have to overcome and avoid. It's those people that think that they're taking responsibility and they're taking it as authority. And they make rules up as you go. I mean, they have no justification. They have no way to justify the rules they make. They're not in a position. They've not been elected to do it. They just gather and claim power. And what you have to do as an individual is say, enough. Take personal responsibility and live.
And so when I look at Joe's last sentence here before he goes into the definitions of each of the eight areas, THC, the Hope Collection, is looking to identify emerging solution-based organizations. And I can throw in there, he means businesses as well, that are solution-based. And that's one thing that's awesome about Michael, you know, where he just goes and he looks at so many different things, Mike, and many people on the call here. They look for different solution-based opportunities. And we come up with one after another. And of course, we have where we vet all the different businesses that we're working with, including Search 365, but solution-based organizations and provide direct and allied support to help them. You know, we're here to bring people together and of course, share hope. Facilitate this process and help build viable financial models, the duplex model, with those that can drive the sustainable quality of life at all levels of society. And it's, you know, what amazes me when this was written, you know, several years ago by a visionary who saw today and who sees tomorrow. And, you know, and that becomes now our responsibility as visionaries, you know, with the Hope Collection as a tool, in our respective businesses, and we just happen to use travel, and I love how you dissect it and use it. You guys just got back from Disney, one of your partners, you're walking on Disney property. You are partnered with Disney, international major company, corporation.
They work for me.
And the,
Disney works
they
for me.
They work
too.
For you.
Got all those designers, all those creators, all those people that, that have jobs there, they work for my wife and I and our other friends that travel. They're serving us to provide and deliver the vision and the dream of what Walt Disney created. And I am just so thrilled. But, you know, we got to take that one step more further, because while we were there, we took advantage of a program that when our company decided, and when I talk about Surge, our company, the sponsoring body of the most unique process to capture not only the best pricing and all that, that's automatic at the front end. But the company that has the vision, the capabilities, and have designed and taken systems to become an advantage for someone to, number one, be an owner, and B, own an agency, number two, get certified in all the things that you can be, number three, create open doors for many, many other people, which is vital and key to it. But because we had that, we had a theme a year ago called Healing the Nation with Vacations. And that came out of a study that showed that people who do, individuals who take vacations on a regular basis, using a year as a scope, during a year you take time off, an adequate time off to be removed from the stress, strain, and the negative and all this stuff. In a, people have to work. You know, people don't live very well. I don't care who you are. You don't live well if you don't have some kind of income. And so people are demanded to be responsible. Well, the company research recognized that a higher level of health comes as a result of taking time and investing time away. Vacation is the term. That's the fancy word for it, vacation. And so what we got was a free vacation added on to our trip to Disney, which was a trip we had on hold for 2 years because we couldn't go because of COVID. Now we got to go. We tacked on our vacation. We stayed at a 5-star Embassy Suites, not just a hotel. Embassy Suites got great hotels all over the country. No, this was a resort hotel in the Embassy Suites. We had an Embassy Suite. We had a suite hotel room. We were in a 10, 13-story high-rise courtyard where the rooms all faced down into the courtyard of a beautiful hotel and stuff, and magnificent pool and the restaurants. Everything was just magnificent. And it cost me some parking fees. So we extended our stay while we were there with that trip there. That allowed us to do some other stuff that I chose to go see my sister, who's in a nursing home. For 2 years, I couldn't see her. Now we got the door open. We went through all the, you know, the regulations and the protocols. And then when we got there, I had a person tell me I had to stand on the other side of a table to see, talk to my sister. And I told her, and I'm saying this because I think everybody's on this call has got to be able to get some backbone. And I mean this. Because this person who was a employee of the nursing home is running rules that say, you stand that side of the table and your sister sits over there. I looked at her and I said, we got two choices, two paths we're going to go on today. First one is you're just going to turn your back, go back inside the nursing home and leave me alone with my sister and my wife. Or you better call the police now because I'm going to go over and hug and kiss my sister. And she's going to hug and kiss me too. I haven't waited 2 years and 800 miles driving and flying to get here to look at my sister and not hold her and love on her. I've had my shots. She's had her shots. We've both been healthy. We're both over 50. We both have situations in health, and we survived. You ain't going to stop us. Oh, we're going to be on TV tonight because I'm going to make that kind of a fuss. Now, here's the point I'm making. The lady looked at me, and she's a nurse, she's a professional, and she said, Mr. Clayton, I don't see a thing. See, most times what happens is when you stand up, what's right and principled, they melt. These people that are told they got the authority to do this and that and control someone's life, when you stand up to them with not righteous dignity, but with proper dignity, they melt. They back off. When you claim what you're doing is in the name of the Lord, you know what? David stood out there with a little stone in his pocket and said to Goliath, I'm going to cut your head off. Boy, you talk about having faith. You talk about having trust. And you know what? He did. No, David did. He killed him with a stone. So I say that as a story to share with people to get strength and be empowered to not back down and be controlled by what the enemy is trying to do to people. I left the church over the issue that they were going to close their doors because some bureaucrat said I couldn't meet with them and be in social with somebody. I left that organization and been there for many years. I'm sorry. No government agency is going to keep me from worshiping in my house of God for no cause. They haven't got
that
right.
You know, Ron, I was going to say the other thing that you guys did when you was down there, and, of course, you stayed at the Embassy Suites, you made me desire a motor scooter because you are a travel advisor with special needs at sea. You're able to rent equipment for your clients, and of course you did it for yourself, whether they need oxygen, canes, motor scooters, and of course everybody knows Disney is a huge property and you might as well get ready to walk whether you can or can't. But you was able to do that, and they you know, what was really impressive about it, the company delivered it to where you guys were staying on the Disney property. And you said you just left it at Embassy Suites, and they picked it up there from the Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
And what was really impressive is for $100,
yeah.
you can't beat that.
Well,
$100.
That's the power of thirds.
You made me want to get one if we go. And I can walk, just because, you know, what, rabbit speed, what do you call it, rabbit speed, snail speed, two speeds for the motor scooter?
Or rabbit or turtle.
Rabbit or turtle. Oh, my word. Get out of the way.
And Linda said I was at rabbit speed all the time because I had to keep swirling back because, you know, she's walking and, you know, you're going up and down hills and you're. And we were over the jungle side of Disney. We never had that. When they were building it, was the last time I had been in Florida to be near Disney. I've been to Florida several times, but I'd never gone back to Disney since they built it. And it was an incredible. In fact, I think today, as an adult, I think the jungle side, the safari side of Disney is the best part of the whole park. Now, the movie theater, the movie section with Star Wars wasn't a half bad either. We went to that one. I actually, for the first time in my entire life, walked through the Disney castle. I'd never done
it. Oh, really?
Never. No, you don't go into the castle. You walk through it. There's a tunnel. And there's the mosaics on the wall. It's got the dream of Disney and the magic, the wizards and the princesses and Snow White and some, you know, whatever. But I did it. It was wonderful to have that experience and to see all the children and there. And, you know, Disney is that vision, that dream. When you make a wish upon a star, doesn't matter who you are, it can come true. And guess what? It did for us this time and more to come. Well, you know, I really want to share today, as we started the show, we talk about travel. Recently, we had just launched for a nonprofit organization the ability to create a cash stream to support the organization. And it's a world-renowned, 50 years old, the Golden Rule Society has existed. The founder, and I was hoping he'd be on the show today, but I haven't seen him on the dashboard yet. Len just got recognized by the who's who in America and who's who in the world, the publishers of those books. And what they do is they go do research on people, whoever they are. And if you're who's who, that means you're somebody. I mean, real somebody. And you have accomplishments, and they dial, you know, they write up the story. The biography is a big, being plugged book. The world one is obviously bigger. Len Cain, the founder of the Golden Rule Society, has just been given the award of the Humanitarian of the Year Award. Now, he's already been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 5 times and is right now, but he just got designated by who's who in the world and who's who in America as the Humanitarian of the Year. We're so proud of Len Cain and excited. And what Len Cain's excited about, he's launching a new program called the Kindness Campaign, which is going to spread throughout the country. We hope it's going to help him do it. And it's a program, and what we're going to do is just share a little light to somebody. Make, you know, what's the world need? A little more love. And so Len has designed a program. And what he's really most proud about, he tells me this every day when I talk to him, he's most proud because what he just did, he launched GRS Travel. And on his website, you can go to, when you go and you take a look at the website and you find out what the Golden Rule Society does and all the benefits that it offers people. And he's now offering to every single person that's been at the site or going to the site, they now can get linked to having the best, absolute cleanest integrity process to booking travel that's ever existed. Then I can say that that's qualified when I make that statement. It's totally proven, said it. What's really important about it is that not only does the individual who joins, that's a joining, you know, signing up like a library card. And now everybody can have a Vortex GRS travel pack card in their pocket. So 24/7, they can go look online and find the best prices in travel in the world, around the world, anywhere, in any language. And what's really cool is how it works. It has an algorithm that when you go to look at a hotel or a car rental or a cruise or an escape or a package, a group tour or anything, you go to those sites, click on it, pick out what you want, whether it's, let's say, a Holiday Inn in San Diego. And you look on there and you get a price. And it's going to show you what the algorithm computer did was look in the marketplace and search in a millisecond every lowest price that product, that hotel could be listed at, and put it there right in front of you. You don't have to go do research. You can just go right there. It already does it for you. And I'll tell you that room costs $300 a night in San Diego, in the city. That's pretty reasonable for a city hotel, San Diego, world-class city. So you look at it, and then you look at below, it's going to show your Vortex price because you're a member. You're a club. You belong to the club. And the Vortex is going to say their price, our price, your price. And your price is going to indicate that it's less than that other supposedly Expedia or whatever other company lists that would be in the marketplace. It will be less, guaranteed. What's really even better, and we talked about integrity at the start of the show and during this call, the integrity of this pricing is it's going to show you with taxes included. Now, if you go anywhere else on a travel site and look up the price, I guarantee you what they quote you, and when you go to that room, you better have some more room on your credit card because when you get your bill, what's not included in the price they quoted you was your sales tax. Or if it's in a city, all the cities have decided they got a free market to tax people and take money into them, earn money they didn't earn, and they call it a bed tax. And they have it on every city and everywhere. Every government, every city in the United States is doing this now. Well, that's added on after you book your price that you got from Expedia and all these other places. But when you come down to your price from Vortex, that tax and bed tax aren't included. So there's no surprises. It's integrity. And you know, what is really neat, now let's just take that one step further. So you're getting all those advantages. Oh, by the way, it's free. No charge. Get sign up. It's secure. Second thing, it's secure. You have to have a password that nobody else has. So only you can go to your site. No one else can track any of your business. When you buy directly from the ship, the car rental, the hotel, the tickets you buy direct. So it's not somebody in between to do that. You're getting dealing directly with the vendors. Now, what happens is the company owning Vortex called Service 365, they do something really neat that nobody else does. They look at the price of that product because Surge is a wholesale company purchasing travel products and services. Very simply, what that means is they're not you're not going over to get a discount from some online company and getting a discount. You're not getting a free 10% off because you belong to the Rotary Club. You're getting a real wholesale cost. Plus, it has a normal margin in it, like everybody does. But because of the company buying at the wholesale rate, right up front, Surge has chosen to provide to the owner of the Vortex site, in this case, if it's a nonprofit, very significant, 60% of what your customer that buys and rents or goes or gets the car or stays in the hotel or takes the cruise, 60% of what you save is going back to that company, that nonprofit, and benefit them. And they don't have to add anybody to the staff. They don't have to add any people to the payroll, the overhead, or anything like that. And they're going to get a printout once a month that just gives to their accountant and said, look at how much money we took in from our website of, in this case, GRS Travel. We're creating cash stream to support that organization, help it with its overhead costs, do whatever it wants to. On top of that, GRS is going to accumulate what they call travel credits. And they're going to get, well, it's 1.5 points per dollar spent. And when those accumulate in the vault, good for 10 years, those points can be turned around in one of the avenues that we have is the retail market, and you can buy gift cards. And let's say it's a church, and that church wants at Christmas time give out gift cards to all the people that they serve or the people that they want to serve, maybe they've never served, and they want to go out in the community and give out gift cards. They can do that, use that, and it doesn't, what does it cost them? Nothing. They earned it through the credits that were derived from all those purchases of travel that went on here. This is taking money that's outside there in the marketplace and designating it in good stewardship, because the person who buys the service of using Vortex, that's the buying Vortex, buying the service, travel, whatever, those collected points can be distributed by choice. But the profit that that 60% of the savings that are going to go back to that organization because you chose to support it, you're supporting that organization that you love and respect. But it didn't cost you a dime. It didn't come out of your trip. They're not going to take they're not going to take 60% off the value of what you just bought. No, that's in the marketplace. That's in the value of the product that you're buying and using and service. That is an absolutely mind-boggling, wonderful way to transfer money that would not be designated to support organizations and do it without any second thoughts, knowing that it's totally, totally integrity and processed in a way that can be appreciated, whether by the professional accountants, by the controlling agencies of your nonprofit, any of those things. But the traveler, the purchaser, can go to bed at night sleeping very well that they helped the organization they love. And they didn't have to go and stay in a cheaper hotel because the cost less money, and they found one cheaper. No, they go to that place and see it cheaper anyways, but they could stay at the hotel they're going to plan on anyways because here's the price they bought. But money is still going back to that organization that they love and support. That is distinctly unique in the marketplace. And because of you, Rick Reese, funding by travel, this program, I now have, and I've been blessed to be able to introduce that and put that in place with this organization. And last night I was at a church meeting, and we have a new church and pastor that we've joined, and this church is growing. They had 81 new converts come to know the Lord and have saving grace in the last 6 months. It's a growing church. And they just built, we're having an open house this Sunday, and anybody that brings a guest, all those guests are getting a free chicken barbecue dinner. And it's a grand opening of the new facility and everything and all the things that the church does. And what we're going to do is the church has a mission, a department of missions. And I met with the head of the missions department last night. And they have three areas, international, national, and local mission programs. And we're going to use funding by travel to pay for. We're going to fill that area of the budget up utilizing funding by travel. Let's say
very
it
powerful.
Turns out to be $60,000 to $200,000 a year. That's $60,000 to $100,000 that can be used for their programs within the church. Or the pastor doesn't have to stand up in the church. You know, our budget for the, well, you know, our giving's down a little bit, and we're not matching our commitment to pay for different missionaries and missions and touching lives. But we have a way to fund it, and proudly. And it's not so detached that there's somebody just writing a check. The difference between using funding by travel, the Vortex, and someone just writing a check and putting it at the offering plate, this is a meaningful understanding that when you travel and your life is improved, you're improving somebody else's life at the same time. They're tied together. There's a consciousness and an awareness that comes when people understand what they do improves people's lives. They do more of it. And boy, don't we need that, Rick. I'm sorry, I run off the mouth here for 10 minutes. I'm going to show
you. No, I'm just listening. It's awesome. I'm just enjoying, you know, how you describe the fundraising program for the Golden Rule Society, which has an unlimited number of members. Because Lynn has been running that, Captain Kane has been running that program for, what, 50 years or so?
50 years.
And 50 years. And now his membership base, international membership base, has an opportunity to give back and to support the program for such a time as now, when people are traveling again. And as you mentioned, the same hotel. It's really just making a consumer choice to save money, booking that same hotel through the Vortex, and to support a cause that they believe in, booking that trip, that hotel, through the Golden Rule Society Vortex. How simple is that? And so they can register for the Golden Rule Society Vortex to have their own personal travel savings booking portal, I mean, where they can go again and again and again. And it's personalized to them, where they can track their reservations. If they want to put in their credit card information so it all autofills when they get ready to check out, it's theirs. And to think that there is no limit internationally of how many people can open up their own personal travel booking portal and book whenever they want to and just sign in and their name comes up, all their information is there, nobody else is using it, it's theirs. Ron, that's powerful. And so for members and supporters and even strangers that believe in the cause of the Golden Rule Society that can say, hey, sure, I'm going to save money. I'll book my trip there. You know, I'll open up my own travel portal and book it. I'm saving money, and I'm supporting a cause that I believe in, with an organization that Captain Kane has started 50 years ago, never received a paycheck, just really just taking on all costs, you know, personally, and which that's his heart. And then, of course, now being able to make the money through the fundraising of the Vortex. And what does he want to do? He wants to give it away. You know, he has different churches he's supporting, different organizations he's supporting, and he wants to give it away. And so that's why early on I said the Vortex and Surge is a tool that provides access. We all know that money is tightly controlled, and the Vortex is a tool that provides access to global wealth for any organization, individual, school, business. And as you was talking, Ron, I was thinking about the fundraising benefits for the Golden Rule Society, and not only the Golden Rule Society, but any organization that takes on the Vortex, where they can generate funds from an existing network of members and supporters. And even the church, your church that you mentioned, why would members and supporters, if they have an option, not book through the church's Vortex so that money comes back to the church, the 60% savings of the savings comes back to the church, back to the school. It
yeah,
pays
you know,
for performance
you know,
and product.
Another thing is so great. That's one of the aspects.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going out and asking and begging for money. This is not going out and selling candy bars or having spaghetti dinners. They're having a group of a small handful of people working their butts off and almost giving everything they got to work a few hours to make a few pennies. This is an ongoing cash stream, and it's not like asking for a donation. You know, how many times can you go out asking for a donation? People get sick. You know, they didn't die. I bet you I get 30 different options a week of organizations. Right now I got about 60 different politicians begging for money. They've even gotten to the point where they're saying, we're not going to do this if you don't do it. You know what? I ain't giving them a dime. See, we don't have to put someone who has need in a position of begging. We're putting people in a position of power, of gratitude, of showing a way their appreciation for what they're providing as a gift of expanding someone's personal budget or a company or something that's travel. How about mission trips? How about affording different programs and products to mission teams and organizations and give them benefits that they couldn't get in the open market? Because Surge and Vortex have a way of accomplishing this. It is so the breadth of one of the benefits of what it is we have to offer is significant in today's world and at this moment. As my pastor said last night, there's churches, they're canceling all their programs, they're not doing things they were doing, they're not doing mission trips. And some of them are actually shutting their doors because they don't have money to pay for the gas. Well, now, I'll tell you what, all those churches and all those have people that basically that people are renting, going and renting cars or going to hotels or going things, and they still have family affairs and funerals and weddings, and they're still going, they still travel, and some go away. Now they may do a weekend trip instead of a week, but they're still spending the money. Well, why not convert a benefit back to the church that keeps the doors open?
Wow.
And you're not putting any guilt
powerful.
Trips on anybody. You're not putting a guilt
no
trip.
No guilt trips. Yeah, you know, when I walk into church, I don't have to dodge you.
Yeah.
The pastor's like, I know you guys are going on vacation and you're taking this money with you that you should be giving to the church. Okay, here is an opportunity to be a good steward. And instead of giving that money to whomever you book travel with, now book it through the church's organizational website. Open up your own personal travel booking portal and just go on that same vacation. Now you have you've made a consumer choice. You know, consumer choice.
And you don't have to reduce the size of gifting that you give. See, because
with
someone
that,
goes away, most time when most people go away, that 2 weeks they're gone, they don't put any money in the offering plate. So
right.
The church loses. Now they can go on the trip, have their trip, and still keep their tithe or offering. It's a win-win.
So here's
win,
what's
win.
Going on, Ron. It's a win-win. Here's what's happening. As visionaries, just like Joel, as a visionary with the Hope Collection, he writes, you know, the information, the mission, and all of that, and for such a time as now that people will begin to see. Same thing with the Vortex. We see the Vortex, and that's why I love how you describe it so clearly. We see the Vortex so clearly, but I got to tell you, it is visionary revelation knowledge, you know, that you're seeing through the eyes of yourself as a visionary for such a time as in the future that people will begin to see. And so it's really all called positioning and getting ourselves in position for something that is getting ready to happen as an explosion. Wealth is created, money is earned at a tremendous level when what you have meets a need of the masses. What we have meets the needs of the masses that allows them to travel, you know, at a discount, at a significant discount, the very same trip, and at the same time, of course, the owner of the, through the booking through the Vortex, the owner of the Vortex earns 60% of what they save. Working with the pastors, working with the church, and that's why we call it marketplace ministry, where we have believers going into the marketplace versus just, you know, stuck in the four walls of the church. No, we are going into the marketplace, you know, with the express intent to transfer wealth from the marketplace, not just the workplace. The kingdom is built not just on workplace dollars, but on marketplace billions and trillions. And I mean, so as we look at businesses and their ability to transfer wealth or transfer services, nothing comes close to the Surge 365 Vortex that transfers wealth with the ease of, you think about it, Expedia, $98 billion. What did they do, you know, other than provide us access to a service? When somebody books through Expedia, Expedia is the broker middleman connecting them to the travel vendors. The travel vendors pay Expedia. You can't fault them. They keep that money 100%. Somebody books now through the Surge 365 Vortex, the very same hotel, Marriott Hotel. Give Expedia the boot as the middleman, and now they're booking through the Surge 365 Vortex. Same Marriott Hotel. Marriott pays Surge, and Surge says, hey, you know, let's do this with this product. Let's pass on a savings, you know, to the person that's booking up to 60% through this free complimentary link, and let's pay the owner of the Vortex 60% of whatever is saved. And I love this as a model because I say the Vortex is a financial instrument, international, global financial instrument, because why do you say that, Rick? A person in China traveling to London gets Ron's or Ron's church's free Vortex link, books through the Vortex links, or he gets the Global Rule Society's Vortex link, because that's an international nonprofit organization. Person in China, books to London, stays in a hotel in London, saves up to 60%, never touching the United States, saves up to 60%, 60% of what they save comes to the Golden Rule Society based out of San Diego. Never come into the States as a financial instrument, being able to tap global wealth. You know, that, Ron, that right there just amazes me. But as I was saying, there are certain fundraising benefits where you get paid for performance and productivity. There is no glass ceiling. It's really just a consumer choice. If billions of people book through the GRS, the Global Rule Society Vortex, there is no limit. It's a service that's provided. Although the billion of people will save up to 60%, and 60% of what those billions save comes back to the Golden Rule Society, Low participation rate still produces significant revenue. Go to the link and book. It's a consumer choice. Everything is accountable. Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off from finishing. I want to share with you what I did this last Saturday in the actual real application of all the things we're talking about today. I was invited in the last minute by a new friend that you're going to meet soon. His name is Dale Martin. He's a celebrity in Buffalo. He ran an ESPN sports radio show on Sundays in Buffalo. And he also runs a TV show called Western New York Works on a local TV, the local station part of CME TV, which is a national cable television network. And he has a networking group. That's how I met him, through Gary Helfenstein. And he had an opportunity that he invited me to. It's by the Buffalo Urban and Housing Development Corporation. They own, I don't know, probably 60 complexes around Buffalo. And one of them had shut down for 2 years to be completely remodeled, renovated, so because it needed it. It was old, it was about 20 years old. And so this operation is now expanded, and they are now, they've almost filled the whole place with new people. And a large amount of people that are staying there actually came from Bangladesh. A whole village from Bangladesh came to Buffalo. Anyways, Saturday they had this open house career and opportunity fair. And Dale asked me if I'd like to attend and bring hope. And I did. And so I was there representing how we could bring through. We have a program called Jobonomics. A guy named Chuck Vollmer, who has 55 cities operating a private operation program to develop businesses and careers in ghetto operations, so I call it, abandoned malls, abandoned factories. They recreate companies that produce in some really unique areas. They got one company that can convert gas school buses into electric. And so the people that go to work in this plant, they train them and they get it. Now they got a career and a job. They're not just pushing a broom in a Wendy's. They're doing a real job, real career. And there's several others, like a dozen different business development careers that this gentleman in this program is working. He's out of Washington, D.C. And he and Joel got together and we're developing a program up in the Erie, PA for that city. They used to build, General Electric used to build our train engines, you know, the big, you know, things that weigh a billion tons. They built them in Erie, Pennsylvania, and they closed that plant down 15 years ago. And that area, Erie, PA, is a ghost town. All the jobs, all the subsequent supporting jobs are gone. So now we're putting Jobonomics in a program with schools. So I was there to represent Hope, introduce that. I also introduced Surge 365 as a career opportunity area for people to come and learn how they can own a business. All training, they know this. I did the whole presentation program. And then they were going to give out a couple gift cards as grand prizes. And it was all for the people that live in this complex. And there were hundreds. And so I offered to the gal who's the director, I said, you know, what do you have for prizes you're giving away? She said, some gift cards. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you two overnight stays, not two people, but two individual overnight stays at the Buffalo Grand Hotel down at the waterfront by the Buffalo Naval Park. I'll give you two of those as drawing grand prizes for everybody that's here that's entered the raffle contest. So I did that because I'm a travel agent, and I got access, and I can buy wholesale, and I can, you know, work with Van Taylor, and I've got two tickets, two overnight stays to give away to two people that they drew their names. One of the people's never stayed in a hotel. It's not that they're destitute. They're just lifestyle and everything. They just never go to hotels. Well, we're, you know, they're going to be in a nice hotel suite. And Home and Surge 365 are both plastered on the minds of everybody that was at that event. And I think we have a pretty good standing. And this lady runs an organization that works with all the Buffalo, City of Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority is the name of the organization. And I think they have 66 different projects where they have multiple apartments. Some of them are high-rises, and they have 300 people living in them. And so we're going to continue to reach out and lift people up and empower people and give them. And I was the last speaker, and everybody stayed because they knew what they were going to get if they stayed. It was a drawing. But I talked to everybody about understanding that the key to changing their life, I was really proud to be a part of all the companies there, and I complimented them on creating jobs and creating put food on the table. But I said, if you want to create generational prosperity and to change the course of your family for history, for life, not just your life, but your future and your children's and your children's children, you've got to learn this concept of ownership. Hope is here to give you hope today, because we train you and help you to understand the complex and the work of being an owner. And we have the tools to give you to be able to do it. And I asked everybody, I have them already in hand, if you're going to cut up a tomato, wonderful, you're harvesting tomatoes right now, they're wonderful, and they're red and ripe, and they're delicious. If you go in the kitchen and get a butter knife out, what's it going to be like in that kitchen? Splat! It's not the right tool to create generational income. That's a job. I said, but if you get a Ginzu knife, you slice that up, boom, 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 and you can slice them pretty thin. You can get a lot of slices of tomato. Put some mayo on there and salt, pepper. I had everybody drooling, the whole place, a couple hundred people. I said, folks, what we have with Hope and Surge and Vortex, we have the tools to help you change the course of your family's life. And I'm here, and we're here, and here's my information. I can come over to my table. I'll be glad I got information for you to back it up. And you can contact me if somebody is seriously interested in really changing the course. Come over and see me. And I never got out of there. It was supposed to be 1 to 3, and I didn't get out of there at 4:30. To say it was a success is mild words. I mean, I was very proud to represent all of you and all the folks at Surge, that we can make a difference in the lives of families generationally. And not just about talking about making some money. We're talking about the changing the course of lives. And every one of your life is important. It matters. That's how I close.
Now that's awesome. You know, that's what's beautiful about that, Ron, is that you're answering the question, how can I serve, versus the question, what's in it for me? And that answer of how can I serve is what you're doing, you know, for those folks. I think that's beautiful. And being able to slice and dice the travel owner package with Surge, you know how to do that, just like you know how to do it with tomatoes and a little bit of pepper and salt. And that's one of the things that, huh?
You know what? I like to use pictures to describe my thoughts.
Yeah, that's
people
the way to
remember.
That's the way to do it. As we close, one of the things that, and we talk about slice and dice, and that's why I just love hearing how you describe Surge, because you see it in that very unique way of as it being a tool. But very quickly, you know, talking about the travel owner package that has the Vortex included, the membership, the travel agency, the 7-day vacation stay, the vacation vault, and a few more things. But being able to look at those five things and say, okay, I can use this for my family. Every family really needs it, you know, to access all those services. It is a perpetual funding solution that can be used by churches, nonprofits, schools, businesses. It's a corporate solution for business travel. Education and careers, I say it's vocational training. Imagine being able to get trained as a wedding destination specialist, a SeaWorld specialist, a Disney specialist. Education and careers, it's a real career because we have access to the travel industry. A members discount travel benefit, tax and self-employment benefit. You mentioned ownership. Personal development, we've all grown as a result of Surge because of just personal development. It's a home travel business. It's an actual travel agency. Military vets, of course, we get an income coming in. I'm a military vet, but we need careers. We need so much more. And so this provides access to so much more. Network, relationship, marketing, you know, a person can use it for that and just share the opportunity. And there's no amount of money you can even dream of that we won't pay you. Special abilities, travel certification, medical tourism is huge. People are going overseas. And, of course, you know, now that COVID is kind of coming to that halt, so to speak, they've got the resurgence and all that. But medical tourism is huge. People are going overseas to get different procedures. And before the pandemic, that was really exploding. And we know that's going to pick back up again. And then Gary knows all about virtual assistant, but it's a virtual assistant career where a person can use the travel industry, offer their services as a virtual assistant, and support multiple businesses. Hey, I can handle your travel. They want to do that. And let's say they get a contract. You know, they don't have to actually do it. They can pass it on to a vendor that'll do it for them. You sliced and diced, and you understand how this as a tool can be used. And you mentioned just that population, the Bangladesh population right there, Ron, so huge. And there's so many others out there that can use it this way. Back to you.
Amen. Well, Rick, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. I appreciate you so much. Look forward to hanging out with you. And, you know, it's such a neat thing to be able to share. And it's so invigorating and so much full of life to be a part of what we're doing. And I consider it a humble, really, privilege. And the blessings are greater than anything we're trying to get. And what we're doing is seeing people's lives change. I thank you because you stepped out and welcomed me. And you know what? I had my maker stepped out and knocked on the door and offered me to come in, and I chose to do that. And instead of being afraid of going through the door, we've opened up the world of life. Thank you, Rick Reese.
Okay, my friend. We'll talk. We'll see you.
All right.
See you, everyone.
Bye now.